from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Prairie Fire Coffee. Mornings at KFH, the staff enjoys a great cup of coffee from Prairie Fire Coffee. Paul, I'm already on, I think this is cup number 3 this morning. It's been just one of those mornings where I'm tired. You know, you come off a holiday weekend, I feel a little worn out.
Well, I've noticed. I mean, yeah. I've noticed you making numerous trips to the coffee bar.
I thought you were going to say you noticed that I look tired.
No.
I was going to say, well, I mean, I know. I've got the bags under my eyes to prove it.
Yeah. You and your coffee this morning. I've never been on a show where you've drank so much coffee all in such a short period of time.
Well, you know, about an hour or two from now, I'll be making frequent trips to the bathroom, I'm pretty sure. But it's worth it to get me through this morning. So we appreciate our friends over at Prairie Fire Coffee.
Yeah, we do.
For taking care of us here in the KFH studio each and every morning. You got yours too.
Of course. Every morning.
That's why you agree to fill in and do this show, is because you get great coffee from Prairie Fire every morning.
And it's free here. Yeah. I mean, for me,
you don't
it's
have to
free.
Pay for it.
Don't have to pay for it. You just come get it in Prairie Fire Coffee. Are you kidding me? Come on.
That's an added benefit that they don't put in the job description. You know,
that's
you get the paycheck, you get the notoriety, the fame that Paul Savage has in the market, but you get the free coffee.
And
that's more than anything else.
I want you to know this. Anytime the coffee pot runs down, I always take time. I take the old coffee filter out, put the new one in, push the button, you know, brew it. I never leave it empty. And there are people around here. I'm not mentioning names, Jad. I'm not.
You just mentioned Jad's name.
No, I'm telling Jad because Jad's here all the time.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not going. I'm just not saying who does it. But I guarantee you one thing. I always put that refill in and push the button and make new coffee for the next guy. Got to do that. That's the right thing to do.
Well, you know, I know you don't live far from the studios. If you'd like to come in every morning and make the coffee for us, you can have a free cup to go, you know, on your way out the door.
By the way, I got to give Tony Dusing a lot of credit. You know, Tony's always good about making sure we have fresh coffee. I mean, he's a great boss. And on top of all the great things he does, he keeps us in fresh coffee. He makes more pots than anybody else. Hats off to Tony Dusing,
he's the brand manager for KFH. Operations manager.
Yeah, operations. I don't know what his title is. It's changed on an occasion.
He's the brains behind the entire operation.
Anyway,
everything.
Congratulations to him. Tony Dusing.
Yep. So again, thank you to Prairie Fire Coffee for keeping us caffeinated each and every morning here on Sports Daily. Paul, let's get into the Chiefs. We were supposed to be joined by Dan Israel today from the Chiefs Radio Network. Unfortunately, it doesn't look like we're going to be able to be joined by him today, but that's okay. We'll still talk about the Chiefs because we're getting ready to go. It's knocking on the doorstep just over 48 hours from now. The Chiefs kicked off their season. It's the NFL kickoff game Thursday night, taking on the Baltimore Ravens. I'm not sure that you could find an opponent for the Chiefs that has more intrigue to kick off their season than, I would say, the most likely challenger to them to win the American Football Conference this season than the Baltimore Ravens, and that's who the Chiefs start off their title defense against.
I was to say to you, Tommy, give me the two teams you think are going to have a possibility of winning the Super Bowl. You had mentioned the Ravens. You'd mentioned the Chiefs.
Yeah.
You just mentioned that. I think a lot of fans, I mean, other than the fact, you know, say you're a Bear fan, the Bears are going to win. I don't know. I mean, teams that are really going to have a chance of winning.
I don't know
about that. Who would it be? You would say these two teams. So, boy, this is the way to start out the season. And, of course, I've seen a couple interviews with Mahomes as to, Well, Patrick, what do you think about, you know, first game right out, you know, it's on a Thursday, the first game of the whole year, and you're on national TV all by yourself, and here, you know, and he goes, you know, bring them on. You gotta beat them. You gotta beat them at the end of the season. You gotta beat them at the first of the season. But I'll tell you what, whoever wins this game will have that badge of invincibility, and I don't know what that's worth in the NFL because we all know you're a quarterback away from getting hurt.
Sure, 100%.
On the top of the heap to what? Mediocre maybe at best, but this is a good football team, and we all understand that. I think tonight, if I can just go out on a limb and say, and I know this doesn't sound spectacular, and it sounds maybe like I'm a little dull, I want to see the Kansas City Chiefs be able to run the football. I want to see them be – the more the Kansas City Chiefs can run the football, the more pressure it takes off a pass rush with Mahomes. And we all know what happens if Mahomes can get to a point where he's not the – you know, the team is not dependent upon him to move the football. And I mean him specifically with regards to standing in a pocket trying to throw the football. If you can run the football and get something out of that and become a threat with the running of the football, how good could this team be, Tommy? This team could really – really be a contender for a Super Bowl as it's not right now, but I'm saying even maybe to that next degree if they can run the football.
I really, really like their running back room today, more so than I did a week ago, and that has to do with their signing of Samaje Perine. Perine was cut by the Broncos. They bring him in, the Chiefs do, and you know, it was kind of a question, at least I had, when they brought him in. Okay, well, what does that mean for the other running backs on this roster outside of Isaiah Pacheco? And now we know, over the weekend, the news came down that Clyde Edwards-Helaire has been placed on the non-injury list. And so he has to miss a minimum of the first four games. And so, of course, it's been documented during this offseason about the struggles that Clyde Edwards-Helaire has had dealing with PTSD and some of the other things that he has going on. So you don't want... Obviously, that's not a positive thing. So I'm not going to wish that on him. I'm not going to say I'm glad that he's not on the roster. But at the same time, I've always liked Samaje Perine. And I thought that Samaje Perine, when he was cut by the Broncos, I thought that he was one of the best running backs on their roster. I know they've got a handful of other guys they really like. Javonte Williams, they like Jaleel McLaughlin, they like these other guys. And so it made Perine kind of a casualty. But what I like about Samaje Perine, Paul, is that not only can he be an effective runner, but he can also be a pass catcher out of the backfield. And that's really where the Chiefs, I think, have lacked in the running game, because you've got Isaiah Pacheco, who's a bruiser, right? He's going to bruise the defenders when he's running the football. Carson Steele, they've got him on the roster now. He's kind of the same way. If he can be effective, as you know, he can be kind of that Swiss Army knife and play fullback and do a bunch of different things. But they didn't really have a pass catcher on that roster. Clyde Edwards-Helaire has underperformed in that regard, and they didn't bring back Jerick McKinnon. Mm-hmm. So I felt like they were desperately needing that, and they get that now in Samaje Perine. I think it makes the running game that much more multi-layered and, you know, more than just one-dimensional.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like Perine back in his days of Oklahoma. I mean, it seems like yesterday we were watching him play in the crimson and cream, you know. Yeah. So I've always liked him. You know, the funny thing is now, and maybe I'm wrong on this observation. You can tell me, because it's strictly anecdotal. I mean, I have no way to prove this, but it seems like to me he was more physical at the University of Oklahoma than he is in the NFL. But that might be because of, you know, let's face it, competition. I mean, a safety coming up and striking a blow is different at the NFL level than than it is at the college level. So I get that. But I like the addition of Perine as well. And at this point, knowing what I know and assuming that if everything's all healthy and we're all good to go, you know, he could be a very, very good, you know.
I think he'll be more effective than Clyde Edwards-Helaire would.
Well, I think that's a possibility, you know? Too.
And again, I don't wish any bad things on Clyde Edwards-Helaire at all. You know, I hope that he finds himself in a healthy place and he can come back and he can be on this active roster this season and can contribute.
Right. State sickness
and injury. Yeah, we don't exactly know.
I don't
know.
Like the term sickness because there's things that it's not like he's got the stomach flu.
He came out a couple of weeks ago and talked about how he had been dealing with some mental health
things. That's right.
Things.
And so that's why, you know, I'm just, it's
so
just,
you know, you never want, I don't want to wish bad on him
no,
whatsoever.
Right. No,
you know?
We want the best for him. well,
100%.
Best for everybody, everybody.
But I do think from just a pure football perspective, right. I mean, unfortunately, and this sucks to say about a guy that was a former first-round draft pick for the Kansas City Chiefs, I think Samaje Perine can be more effective than Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Right.
I think from a purely football standpoint, they made that running back depth chart better by signing Samaje Perine, even if it just simply is pass catching out of the backfield. And even over the last two seasons, Perine has more catches, more yards, and more touchdowns from catching the football and receiving than Clyde Edwards-Helaire did over the last 2 years. And so I do think that that's important. And I think another thing that you can look at with the running back room, Paul, and I want to get your thoughts on this, is how many times last season, the season before, and this has happened for a little while now, where the Chiefs would have a third and one or a third and two, and they needed to move the chains, and they didn't really have a standard run up the middle type play that would work for them to consistently move the chains. You always kind of saw them doing some kind of misdirection, you know, something kind of unique. There were, you know, receivers in motion, all these different things to try to get a yard or two.
It was always on the edge, wasn't it?
It was always on the edge.
Always on the edge.
Obviously, Isaiah Pacheco is a bruiser-type running back. Carson Steele is a bruiser-type running back. We saw Carson Steele do this in the preseason. Do you feel more confident now with the players that the Chiefs have in the running back room to convert third and short situations?
I'll tell you, when I see the offensive line, I need to see a couple of plays where it's third and one. What are you going to do? I want to see movement. That's that physicality.
Because we know they're not
going to
do a quarterback sneak. I mean, that's
not. They're not going to
put Mahomes in that kind of position.
They're not doing
so,
that.
But it was always so frustrating to me because I never felt like they would be able to convert on those third and short. And I actually feel like with the running backs they have now, and I know offensive line is a large part of that as well, but at least with the running backs they have now, they've got, you know, probably a little bit better likelihood of doing that more consistently.
Is it fair enough to say I want to see a game where, and I want to see the physicality of the offensive line, I want to see if
that's
there's that.
Absolutely fair.
I think because you're asking me a question that you can have the best running back in the world. You can have Zonka, Jim Zonka. Do you remember him?
Yeah.
Jim Zonka, the fullback. That was back in the day when they had true fullbacks.
Was that Larry? Was it Larry Zonka?
Oh, Larry Zonka.
Yeah.
What did I say? Larry Zonka.
Yeah.
Larry Zonka with the Dolphins. And remember how physical he was? He can't be physical if you don't have a physical, you know, offensive line and get movement. So I'm going to reserve this time till next week when I'm back on after the Chiefs have played and I can watch and see and kind of get a feel for that. Then I'll give you an answer. I'm not sure I can give you an answer right now. I got to see how physical we are up front.
By all accounts, it looks like the rookie Kingsley Suamataya will more than likely start at left tackle. And so you've got, you know, a second round draft pick rookie on opening day against the Ravens and their pass rush, you know, playing on the left side and being, you know, that protector for Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. I think that's going to be something that Bears watching for sure, you know, as we get into.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The first week of the season, taking a look at the opponent, Paul, the Baltimore Ravens, it's a team that challenged the Chiefs, pushed the Chiefs almost to the brink in the AFC Championship game. I really think that, you know, had it been not for John Harbaugh, you know, calling a game that was ridiculous and should have ran the ball significantly more and, you know, done some different things, I think that the Ravens would have probably been in the Super Bowl last year. I think they probably would have beat the Chiefs. He got away from the game plan, but now they've brought in a reinforcement by the name of Derrick Henry. So you've got obviously the dynamic player in Lamar Jackson, the reigning NFL MVP. You've got some really dynamic wide receivers in Zay Flowers, you know, and they like some of these other guys, Rashad Bateman and Nelson Agholor and all of that. Mark Andrews is a great tight end. And then, oh, by the way, you add Derrick Henry to the mix. Mm. It could make an offense that was already pretty dynamic that much better this year.
Yeah, I remember that day well when Derrick Thomas said he was going to the Ravens.
Yeah.
And I can remember thinking to myself, dang, of all the teams to go to, I knew he was going to go somewhere. We all knew he was going somewhere. But of all the teams that he went to, I thought to myself when I heard the news, dang, of all the teams, I'd like to have seen him go anywhere but the Ravens, because he's got life in him. I think he's still got life in him. I still think he's got bang in him, and I still think he can be a difference maker. So with that being said, I thought to myself, that's just great. Now you've got this weapon along with the rest of the offensive weapons on the Ravens. Oh my goodness, what are you doing to us? But you know, good for the Ravens. I mean, they're doing what's best for them. Yeah. I think it was a smart move, and it's going to be a move that makes a difference, in my opinion. We'll see. Time will tell, but we'll see.
It will absolutely be a challenge for Kansas City as they kick off their season on Thursday night.
Oh my goodness!
And especially with the new look defense, you don't have L'Jarius Sneed anymore. You don't have Willie Gay Jr. anymore. You've got some younger guys, rookies that are going to be stepping into those, you know, different roles for Kansas City. So that's going to bear watching on Thursday night as the Chiefs open up their title defense against the Baltimore Ravens at home inside Arrowhead. We'll have much more on that game in the next day or two leading up to it. The NFL is back, kicks off Thursday night. We're looking forward to it. More on that to come here on Sports Daily. On the other side, let's give you a quick preview of what the Royals have in store tonight with the Guardians. And what can Kansas City do to try to break their slump? We'll do that on the other side at Sports Daily on KFH.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Cracked computer? Leaky fridge? Introducing the future of tech care, where your home tech isn't just covered, it's taken care of. See the future of tech care at asurion.com/tech care.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.